بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the Riyad al-Salihin, and we have reached hadith number 42 under the chapter of الصبر, patience. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال لما كان يوم حنين آثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ناسا في القسمة فأعطى الأقرع بن حابس 100 من الإبل، وأعطى عيينة بن حصن مثل ذلك، وأعطى ناسا من أشراف العرب وآثرهم يومئذ في القسمة، فقال رجل والله إن هذه قسمة ما عدل فيها وما أريد فيها وجه الله، فقلت والله لا أخبرن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأتيته فأخبرته بما قال فتغير وجهه حتى كان كالصرف، ثم قال فمن يعدل إذا لم يعدل الله ورسوله، ثم قال يرحم الله موسى، قد أوذي بأكثر من ذلك أو بأكثر من هذا فصبر. فقلت لا جرم لا أرفع إليه بعدها حديثا، agreed upon حديث. وقوله كالصرف وهو بكسر الصاد المهملة وهو صبغ أحمر. The hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنهما, he reported that after the battle of Hunayn, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم favored some people in the distribution of spoils for consolation. He gave Al-Aqra ibn Habis and Uyaynat ibn Hisn 100 camels each and showed favor also to some more honorable persons among the Arabs. Someone said, this division is not based on justice and it was not intended to win the pleasure of Allah. I, meaning Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, said to myself, by Allah, I will inform the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam of this. So I went to him and informed him. His face became red and said, who will do justice if Allah and His Messenger don't? Who will do justice if Allah and His Messenger do not? Then he said, may Allah have the mercy on Prophet Musa of Musa alayhi salam. He was caused more distress than this, but he remained patient. Having heard this, I said to myself, I shall never convey, meaning Abdullah bin Mas'ud, I shall never convey anything of this kind to him in the future. This is an agreed upon hadith. This hadith, which is related by the author rahimahullah from Abdullah bin Mas'ud, speaks about the time when the battle of Hunayn took place, and this is the expedition of At-Ta'if, which occurred after the opening of Mecca. The Prophet ﷺ made this expedition and he gained from them many gains from camels and sheep and money, coins, etc. Then he ﷺ moved and he came to the place of Al-Ji'arana, which is the end of the Haram from the side of At-Ta'if, in his way to Mecca. There he rested and began to distribute the spoils. And so he gave those from the honorable leaders of the tribes in order to incline them, console them to Islam. And he gave them abundant wealth from the spoils, to the extent that he would give the one of them 100 of camels. So one of the people stood up and said, this division is not based on justice. The face of Allah is not intended. when we seek refuge in Allah from His words. This person said this thing in a distribution done by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, it is the love of this world and shaitan which puts the person into such destruction. And we seek refuge in Allah from this. This word is a word of kufr, of disbelief. To attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger injustice. And that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not intend in this the face of Allah. And there is no doubt that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam intended in this the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he had an objective, is to console the elders and the leaders of the tribes for the sake of Islam. Because if they are consoled and familiarize themselves with Islam and their faith becomes stronger, then there is a lot of good could come out from this. And the rest of the tribes will follow them, and Islam will get stronger by that. However, it is the ignorance, wal'ayadu billah, which puts the person in destruction, in the path of destruction. Now, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, when he heard this word said regarding the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the Messenger, alayhi salatu wa sallam, and told him about it, that this man said so and so. So the face of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turned red, and then he said, فَمَنْ يَعْدِلْ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْدِلْ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْدِلْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So who will do justice if Allah and His Messenger do not? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. If Allah's justice and distribution, if Allah's distribution and allocation is not just, nor that of His Messenger, then who will do justice? Then he mentioned, يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى, may Allah's mercy be upon Musa, لَقَدْ أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرْ, he was caused more distress and harm than this, but he remained patient. And this is the point of evidence in this hadith. This is the point of evidence in this hadith, this word, that the Prophet ﷺ were harmed, but they were patient. So here is our Prophet ﷺ being told these words 8 years after his hijrah, meaning not in the beginning of the da'wah, but after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him steadfastness, and after he became known for his trustworthiness, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made manifest the miracles and the signs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, yet despite all of this, these words were said. So if this was the saying of a man concerning the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and amongst the companions, so therefore it should not be something strange that people say about a certain scholar what they say. Such a scholar, there is this and that in him, and describe him with defects. Because the shaitan is the one who motivates and agitates those people to insult the ulama, the scholars. That is because when they do so, then the sayings of the scholars and their rank and their reputation will diminish, and people will not take by their words. And so people will be left without someone leading them by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they don't trust their scholars and their sayings, then who is going to lead them by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? البلاد بعد الشياطين الحزب الشيطان. And that's why the absence of the alim or the ulama, or rather the backbiting of the ulama, is far greater in its evil than others, than backbiting others. Because biting or backbiting other than the scholars is personal matters. And if it has harm, then it will harm the person who backbites and the one who is the subject of backbiting. However, the backbiting of the ulama harms Islam in its entirety, because the ulama are the carriers of the banner of Islam, and when the trustworthiness in their sayings is abandoned, then so the banner of Islam, and so there will be harm upon the entire ummah. And if the flesh of people are considered to be dead meat in terms of backbiting, and so the flesh of the scholars is poisoned dead meat because of a great harm in that, so therefore one should not be it shouldn't be strange if you hear someone insulting the ulama. And here is the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you have heard, was told what you have heard. So one should be patient and anticipate the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one must know that the outcome is for piety. The outcome is for piety. As long as the person is in piety and on a light from Allah, then he has the outcome with him. There are also some people who may have a friend or a relative who may commit a certain mistake. So they will describe him with all sorts of insults and bad words, walayadu billah, just for one mistake. And so therefore the one who is insulted in these ways must be patient and know that the prophets were insulted and were harmed and were belied, and they were told, and they were called majaneen, insane, and they were called poets and soothsayers and so forth, and magicians. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-An'am chapter 6 34, فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Verily, many messengers were denied before you, but with patience they bore the denial, and they were hurt till our help reached them, and none can alter the words and decisions of Allah. So in this hadith there is evidence that for the imam, evidence that the imam may give whomever he thinks there is a benefit to give him, even more than giving others, if he sees that there is a benefit for Islam in this, not personal benefit, such that he gives whomever he likes and then prevents from giving those whom he doesn't like and so forth. But however, if he sees that there is a maslaha, a benefit for Islam, and he gives more, then in this case he has this right and he is held responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one is to object at him. And anyone who does so, then he wrongs himself. And from this also is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam takes heed of what occurred to the messengers before, and that's why he said, لَقَدْ أُوذِيَ مُوسَى بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرَ. Musa was caused to who caused harm, caused more distress than this, but he remained patient. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf concerning the prophets and their stories and what occurred to them, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for men of understanding. وَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 90, أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتدي. أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتدي. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered His Prophet to take guidance in the guidance of the Prophets before. There are those whom Allah had guided, so follow their guidance. And so we must follow the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and be patient upon harm. And we anticipate the reward for that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we know that this is increase in our ranks and expiation for sins. Wallahu al-muwaffiq. And all success is from Allah. This includes the explanation of this hadith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. And it's to be mentioned here that in the story of this person, this is precedence. This is precedence for the Khawarij. The Khawarij who stood and objected against the Imams later and then said that they are not fair, not just, and so forth. They have precedence in this situation. And that's why some of the scholars say that the roots of the Khawarij go to the same principle, to the same concept of the saying of this person to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's which led them to rebellion and loss and fitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all fitan and protect the deen and make it high and make the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevailing. Walillahi alhamdu min qablu wa min ba'd, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.